妈妈吃牛肉。M-A-C-N-E-R-U. Mother eats beef. Makes sense, right? If we switch the subject's position with the objects, we'd get a sentence that looks like this. Fluent to TTS, engine equals, rural voice equals 只有牛肉吃妈妈。N-E-R-U-C-H-M-M. Beef eats mother. That's not quite right, obviously. So, the noun that comes after the verb will be the target, its action. Easy and logical, no? Chinese verb conjugations. In Chinese, verbs don't have conjugations. The basic form of any verb is the infinitive, and that's what, we, could say is used in Chinese. Every Chinese verb can be considered infinitive because it doesn't have any conjugation, and it certainly doesn't change according to the person or number of people performing the action. Further, the forms of Chinese verbs never change, regardless of present, past or future tense. That's good news, because it means you won't have to memorize different forms for participles or tenses. Of course, there are some rules about how to express the fact that an action already took place or will happen in the future. When you're just starting out, it's best to keep things super simple and to see lots of examples of verbs in use. You can do this on Fluent2, which has hundreds of videos to show you how native Chinese speakers use verbs in context. Simple verbs versus compound verbs in Chinese. You may have noticed that there are types of Chinese verbs on our list. Simple verbs, which are made up of only one character, and compound verbs, which are made up of two characters. Simple verbs are just that, very simple to use. Put the word into the sentence as your verb, and you're good to go. Compound verbs are a bit more complex. These character groups can form a single word in some situations, but they can also be separated in other situations. Why can compound verbs be split? Well, sometimes the characters within the compound verb all mean the same thing. In these cases, you can choose to use the entire verb or just one of the characters, usually the first character, and they'll express the same meaning. For example, you can use either of the following sentences to mean, I am learning Chinese. Fluent2TTS engine equals, rural voice equals 只有我学习汉语。